It's Friday, and busy might not begin to describe your day so far. Well, I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you give me the next 5 minutes, we'll find out what's up with the crosses in China and also what's happening with the sweat hogs of Hispaniola. And even if you don't get what that means, stick around and I'll explain it. We'll start out with China, where the government has removed, burned, or otherwise dismantled around 1,200 crosses from churches around the country. Why? Joe Handley of Asian Access says,
the government does not want to see a disharmonious society. And when they see churches that are putting up these crosses, they feel like that's a bit of a flagrant kind of expression.
The move isn't settling well. Protesters are hanging crosses in their windows and even wearing some on their clothing. Handley says the church's desire is simple.
To stand up for what they see as their rights within Chinese society and even legal rights, according to some of the documents that the government holds.
Asian Access is training local church and business leaders on how to wisely live out their faith and let that do the talking in the community.
I think all of us simply need to pray for the country of China, for the government of China, and for the church leaders. They all need wisdom.
The crosses may be coming down in China, but it's actually not stopping the church from growing. China Partners Linda Pervenecki says they're helping church leaders mobilize the next generation.
We're very excited for people like Lily, who is basically the kind of person that we're trying to help churches reach. She is now graduated from college, and she went back to her hometown. And she was in touch with me and said, you know, I want to learn more about how to help people and how to help my church. She's actually going to help us with some of the translation during our next training. And then at that same time, we can kind of show her some of the things that we've learned about small group ministry.
Most Chinese churches don't have small group ministries, so this is a pretty new concept. You can read more about Lily's story and her connection with China Partner at missionnews.org.
If you can specifically pray for her and her church, that would be wonderful.
You're listening to Mission Network News. So how do you keep up with the speed of life? Well, it's pretty tough for the average person, but it's crazy for those in the military. The Military Bible Stick is a soothing peace in the stress of military life. Faith comes by hearing partners with chaplains in every branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. With the help of the local church, they provided troops with over 540,000 pocket-sized digital audio players that are loaded with the Word of God, transforming one heart, one life, maybe a whole platoon at a time. And it might seem crazy to picture something like human sacrifice is an ongoing problem today, but for one village in Nigeria, it's still a very dark tradition that carries on. A courageous film team came to the village and showed the Jesus film. Now that rocked the community, and several people actually came to Christ, amazed by a hope so different than the spiritual darkness they'd been experiencing. Find out how to pray for them, or find out what else they need. You'll find the details at missionnews.org. And yesterday, we wrote about a group called the Sweat Hogs, serving with food for the hungry in Hispaniola. But who exactly are they? Well, they're a group led by volunteer Doug Geist that serves through manual labor. Geist originally got involved when his church invited him on a trip with FH 14 years ago. He explains,
I went down on a vision trip with a couple members of the staff of Central Christian Church in Mesa. And from there, that led into leading teams to go to our first community in the Dominican Republic called Pueyo.
Does this sound like something you'd like to get involved with?
If you have a real desire to impact and establish relationships with people in another culture and walk along beside them long-term to help them improve their lives, then that's exactly the type of thing that Food for the Hungry does.
And who knows? Maybe you'll have the chance to start something new, too. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's not too early to plan for 2016, so get your free 2015-16 inspirational calendar from Family Christian Stores. The calendar is a visual reminder each month of who God is and why we should trust Him and follow His ways. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.